FLZ.
War of the Roses on The Joe Show.
You believe that your husband is hooking up with your son's teacher?
I do, yeah.
Okay, and just to confirm, because not only you and your husband are involved in this, but your son is, because this is his teacher. You want everyone's identity concealed, right?
Yeah, I don't want that to be a thing going around for him.
We're going to take care of that. And before we start, I genuinely just want to say I'm sorry that you're in this position. And I want you to know that, you know, Ashley, and you've been talking to Jed and Terry, myself, we're here for you. And we're going to get through this together. I want to start this off just with a baseline. Why do you believe that your husband would do such a thing, like hook up with your son's teacher?
Well, I just had this sort of gut feeling, you know, when we would go to events at the school and like games and stuff, and there would just be like lingering conversations, and you know, sometimes I get like overly paranoid and I'm like, I'm just being jealous. I am a little bit jealous, but like this seemed like more, and I felt like I was getting more and more paranoid whenever I would like see them, kind of like, I don't know, I would just make it up in my head, or I'm getting intuition or whatever, and then I had a dream about it, and then he, you know, offers to do these cool things that he never used to do. And I'm kind of like, are you doing that on your own accord? Or like, what is going on? So I'm just, I just feel like I know it's going on. I mean, she is like cute. She's like very cute. I mean,
Erica,
I see the way he looks at her.
And sorry to interrupt, but I'm curious. You said that you're jealous. Have you thought that he's been cheating on you in the past with other women?
No, I feel like he's looked at other women, but nothing like this.
Okay.
Nothing like this, kind of obvious to me.
Is there anything else that we need to know?
I guess I never thought he would do something like this.
Well, like I said, we do this to help you and to get answers, and sometimes those answers aren't that he's cheating. It's just maybe there's miscommunication or something. So I don't want you to already be convinced, but let's not waste any time. I think that we get into this now. I'm here for you, Erica. I'm going to put you on hold. Are you all set?
Yeah, I'm all set.
You're good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Jed just said that he dialed him out. Remember, we don't hear any rings, but if he picks up, we'll hear him.
Hello?
Hi, am I speaking with Brandon?
Yes, this is he.
Hi, Brandon. My name is Kayla. I'm actually calling from Beautiful Blossoms in St. Pete. We are a new flower store, and if you had a quick moment, I would love to offer you a dozen long stem red roses for free.
I don't know. You need like credit card information or something?
I don't need any of your credit card information. All I need you to do is answer a few questions, and then after the survey, I will send these roses to whoever you would like. Can you help us out?
Oh. Yeah, okay.
I do need to let you know this call is being recorded for quality and training purposes. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. Have you purchased flowers in the last 6 months?
I have not.
Do you plan on purchasing flowers in the next 6 months?
I'm afraid I do not, no.
Okay. Who was the last person you purchased flowers for?
I've never had flowers shipped.
Okay, that's fine. Who would you like to send these roses to that I'm going to ship out now?
Why don't you send it to
Okay. And with these roses, we are going to include a card. Actually, you know, I need to know, is a girlfriend, friend, wife?
Oh, she's my girlfriend.
Okay. And with these roses, we are going to include a card. What would you like the card to say?
How about, when I come over today, don't even bother getting anything ready. I just want you waiting for me on the good chair.
Ooh, okay. Uh-huh. Now I'm going to transfer you over to our shipping and handling center where they're going to gather the rest of your information, okay?
Okay. Yeah, hello.
Do you think your wife would be a little frustrated to find out that you sent the flowers to someone you called your girlfriend?
I'm sorry, what?
Would your wife mind that you're hooking up with your child's teacher?
My wife isn't involved in this. I'm not sure what you're...
She actually is. You're live on the radio, and your wife has heard every word that you've said.
Are you kidding me? Am I the village idiot here? Does the entire school know except for me?
Grief, I knew you'd get like this. I'm getting tired of this.
You're getting tired of this?
Yeah, I'm getting tired of this. I swear to God, why? This is just how you react to everything all the time. Oh, am I just out of the loop on this? Am I just a piece of
you
yeah, hate me?
No. Up behind my back for real?
Yeah.
Okay, so I am ripping out of that school tomorrow. I am ripping him out of that school, and we are going back to my mom's. And this has gone way too far. I cannot believe you.
Mm-hmm.
How embarrassed do you think and I are going to be at school now that you're such a dog?
I don't think
that you're
embarrassed
with our
at all.
Son's teacher.
I don't give a shit.
Hang up on this mother right now. Hang up on him.
No.
Hang up on now.
He's gone. I'm so sorry.
This is so. This went way different.
I'm sorry for you and your son.
I'm going to put you on hold. And don't worry. We're going to make sure everything is censored. Erica, you are with your mother right now, right?
I'm going to leave today. I don't know. I have to figure out a lot of stuff today.
Well, listen, we do have something for you. I know that means absolutely nothing right now, but hopefully it will help down the line. Like I said, I'm going to talk to you off the air, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
We're commercial free, 93.3 FLZ. Find the Florida Man. Get ready to win Breakaway Music Festival tickets. We'll do that in less than 10 minutes. Is that how you feel right now?
I do. I feel icky.
All right. Ashley's here. Jed's here. Terry. My name is Joe. This is the Joe Show on 93.3 FLZ. Ashley, you're talking to a married man. I mean, there's no other
way
around.
He's engaged.
800-409-9393. Is Ashley in the wrong if this guy takes her out, not to dinner, but on a trip to California? Should Ashley go on a trip with a married man to California? 800-409-9393. You can text in at 977-20.
I'm going to find the text the conversation that
has she told you anything about this?
No, I haven't gotten any.
So this is a friend who I've known since, like, I don't know, freshman year in high school. He recently came out to Tampa last year. We went to dinner. Great guy. He knows I'm a lesbian, knows that I'm dating Atlanta. He messaged me and he's like, hey, I'll be in Tampa in 4 weeks. I'm going to hit you up. I was like, okay, cool. Do that. We can grab dinner or whatever. And then he goes, I'm actually going to be heading to Tampa in California. I get free tickets if you want to ride out to Cali with me. And I'm like, fly out there? When are you going? He goes, I'm trying to coordinate around the weather. It's room and board, except you just got to pay for your food. He goes, as soon as I get the green light, I can let you know how my schedule is. He's like, I've been taking my family with me. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty dope. He's like, yeah, but I'm trying to have fun and leave their ass at the crib. And I was like, oh. That's all I said.
Warning, 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 warning. I don't think he cares what sexuality.
Really?
No chance. He wouldn't be offering all of this if he didn't think that he had a chance. Or at least it's his intentions behind it, though. And the phrase is never mow another man's lawn. You are mowing this man's lawn by going out there and doing it.
He cannot expect me to give him any cookies. No way. I'm like, if a woman offered you to go to California, a free trip, dude, come on.
It'd be disrespectful to Alyssa. It'd be disrespectful to my girlfriend.
So you think he's disrespecting his wife by asking me to go?
Yeah, 100%. Unless she calls you and says, hey, I want you to go in my place. And by the way, she's not going to do that because she wouldn't be okay with it. Is it Kate?
Yeah, I'm Kate.
Hi, Kate. Kate.
Don't make me feel bad, Kate.
Yeah, what do you think?
At first, I was like, oh, hell no. But then I was listening to more details and... you know, knowing that you're a lesbian, I'm like, okay, go for it, girl. Go have fun with your longtime friend.
Yes!
I think Ashley said longtime friend to make this sound better than what it is.
I just think that the guys think that it's always just a challenge. Like, oh, we can get her to turn again.
Exactly. That's why he's inviting you out there.
That's why I think the guys feel that way. Ladies, you know, when we go with a guy, we're like, yeah, we're definitely not giving him any. Like, we're just going for the good time. But guys are like, oh, yeah.
Now you're going to California.
Yeah. My girl.
Yeah, baby. You have fun.
Steve? Okay. The only thing is, I just want him to let his wife know that I'm coming. Because this is all going down via DM. This is not via text. I'm just like, you're a little sneaky. Like, you need to let her know. Because what if she calls or FaceTimes him? He's like, who are you with? She doesn't know me.
Yeah, I feel like longtime friend deserves that right to be showcased with, like, yo!
Hi, girl! K-Dog!
I can't believe it. Kate, a married woman. And knowing everything, she's okay with this.
Kate, a married woman. Would you be okay with your husband's lesbian friend going out of town with him for a weekend?
If my husband gets a babysitter.
There you go. We love you, Kate. Did she say the F word?
Yeah, I think she did. Sure.
She did? Yeah. I didn't even hear it.
You got a California plan. She was in a mood.
That's true. Let's listen to it again.
Hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
Should Ashley be going to California?
Yes, Ashley should go to California. It's just a friend. I did it. I went to France with a friend. I'm married.
You went to France? That's very romantic.
Yeah, hold on. What?
Yeah. I work for a major airline. And she just said, let's go to France. Let's get a group. And nobody else wanted to go. And I said, I want to go to France. So I asked my wife, I said, hey, so-and-so from work wants to go to France. Can I go with her? And she said yes. And we had fun.
I love the trust in marriage. Bro. I love the trust in all of these marriages.
Bro. Hey.
Yeah.
Bro. Hey. 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 Your wife was okay with you on a trip with a coworker to France.
She was. I think deep down inside she probably pissed about it. But.
You think, buddy?
You think? The boss even asked her that,
Kevin? Be honest. There was nothing happened in France.
Correct. We just toured the country.
You didn't try to make a pass.
You just toured the country.
Is that what the kids are saying?
With every line you tell me, it sounds more and more like you guys are hooking up. Come on.
No. She's actually older than me, which doesn't really make any math. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Especially with a guy. It doesn't matter.
Hey, especially older women, they love it.
Are you a pilot, Kevin? What do you do for the airline?
I'm not a pilot. No, I'm not a pilot.
Okay.
But
what are you?
Yeah. Customer service.
Well, Kevin, since you're taking these ladies on trips, you want to go to Tulum? Would your wife be okay with that?
I think just the one time was enough. I don't think she'll allow another one.
We'll talk to you later, Kevin. Thank you for being a good sport. Thank you for listening. Joe Show. Autocorrect can really mess you up. It just can. Joe Show's live at 93.3 FLZ. Autocorrect is fantastic in theory. You don't have to spell anymore. The computer's going to handle it for you. But sometimes the computer goes nuts. All right? We're live. 93.3 FLZ. It is the Joe Show. Terry, you teach dance at MacDill Air Force Base.
Yes.
You sent out an email and what happened?
Yes. So I sent out an email about recital and I was pretty much telling everybody to assess what they have so that they have everything that's in the pictures they need. But instead of putting assess, I put asses. So I literally, the email goes, you must have the correct color and tights and please asses that you have everything.
Yeah. Has anyone been mad at you? Have they been, you know, because
he's replies.
He's a parent? Well, so are any kids on the email?
Thank goodness, no. Thank goodness. But I literally sent it, and then I went and worked for 4 hours. So I didn't check my email. Like, I sent it, closed my laptop, and went to work for 4 hours. I came back, and the text or email I got back was, I'm assuming you mean asses. Assess. Sorry. I'm assuming you mean assess. And then she's like, but I'm laughing a huge amount right now. This is the first time I've laughed in weeks. So
aww, you made somebody laugh.
I made someone laugh, but it was a major fail.
Hey, Trish, you're here to say that
yes, sir.
Terry's not alone.
No, not at all.
You have autocorrect kind of fight with you and your son.
Yeah, I actually had to program it in my phone so it would stop correcting it. So first time I messaged my husband and I said, did you go get Dex, D-E-X, Dexter? It auto-corrected to, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it on air.
Sex. Bacon cookies?
Sex? Yes. Yeah. So it says, did you go get sex? He said, excuse me?
That's actually great. Did you go get sex?
What did he answer?
Yeah, it's pretty
funny. What did he say back?
He was like, where was I supposed to go get it?
I like it.
Yeah, that's great.
Autocorrect gets me in trouble because whenever I want to say, like, love you, baby, which I know, saying baby is a little weird. But if I started to, like, say that to my girlfriend, It will autocorrect sometimes to love you, Abby.
And Abby, Joe? Who's
exactly.
Abby?
My girlfriend's name isn't Abby. Yeah. Hey, Barb, after Hurricane Ian, autocorrect kind of fought with you.
It did. I my bottom metal part on the lanai had pulled up a little with all the wind, and so I texted my handyman, and I wanted to say I need help with my lanai, and it came back when I read it saying I need help with my labia.
Oh.
And what did your handyman say? Okay.
I'll take care of that.
Yeah, I'm on my way.
I texted him right back, and I said, no. I said, and in capital letters, I put lanai, and then I wound up moving a year later.
That's so awkward.
I'd be so excited. I'd be like, oh, my God. Finally.
Right.
Because, you know, every handyman has got to secretly wish that happens, right? You'd think so.
I guess.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like every, like, handyman kind of wants that.
They want that housewife, yeah. Man.
So Barb's, like, you know, just trying to get some help with her lanai. But, you know. But then again, you know what it takes? It takes them forever. You make a call and it probably will take them. They say it will be there in 2 hours. They're there in 2 days.
Yeah.
If you say, help me with your labia, he's going to be there in 2 seconds.
You might be on something.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. He's right there, like the roadrunner, you know.
Speedy Gonzalez.
We'll talk to you later, Barb. Oh, my God. Tammy, last one. What happened?
So during COVID, you know, everything was shut down, but my oldest was in 12th grade, and she had to do this orchestra thing that they have to do at the end of the year. And so I emailed the teacher, and I was telling him, okay, thanks. I want to make sure I have all my ducks in a row. Later, when he responded, I noticed it did not say ducks.
Ooh.
It said, yeah. I messaged him back. I was mortified. And he was like, I thought it was kind of funny.
The person sending it never thinks it's funny, man. It's like.
I think that they think it's funny. I think that, yeah.
But
yeah,
I was in a band at Bard, so he was fine.
Probably a cool band, though. Yeah. Think about it. You know what I mean?
I'd be in that band.
Tammy, we love you. Joe Show, 93.3 FLZ. Anyone have a really addictive personality? Because you might relate to me. We're live on Tampa Bay's number one and only hit music channel, 93.3 FLZ. And when I get into something, I am in it to win it. Ashley, Jed, Terry, when I am into something, I said it before, I'll say it, I could get addicted to rehab. If they sent me to rehab, I'd be addicted to recovery. I'd get into it. I have never, ever even thought that I would want to run in my entire life. I went for a jog last week. Now, I swear to God, I might. What do you try out for a marathon? How do you get into it?
Sign up for a lot of them. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's that simple?
Yeah. So like the Gasparilla, the like half marathon, you could just willy nilly sign up for it if you wanted to.
That might be me.
Yeah.
That might be me.
He's a runner. He's a track star.
I might be running everywhere. I might be running everywhere. Yesterday, to even prove to you how much I got into this. Yesterday, I went from the radio station in Feathersound. I drove to Clearwater to that Best Buy. You know, the Best Buy I'm talking about, I think it's off of 19. Okay. So I go to that Best Buy. Then at that Best Buy, I buy a Theragun to massage my muscles.
Yeah.
All right. Cause you know, every runner's got a massage.
Yeah.
Gotta
have it,
you know what I mean?
Gotta stay fresh.
So I got one of those. Then I drove to Dick's in Clearwater to look for shoes. I don't have running shoes. I mean, I do, but I don't like them. I wanted to get new ones. I'm hearing about Hokas on clouds, all these weird things that I would never think about wearing. They're ugly, but I like them. Now I like them.
And they're comfy.
Now they're cool. So I go to Dick's. I don't like what they have. So then I go from Dick's in Clearwater. I drive all the way to International. I walk into some fit running thing. Yeah, Terry, I finally went there. I didn't run on the track or anything. Then I go get my shoes. I walk to Lululemon. I got to buy some more like running stuff. Then I go home and I'm tired, but I go on a run. I'm massaging myself.
Yes.
Doing all. So that was just one day of you know, running. Today I'm going to meet with Achieva, with David from Achieva. I'm very excited about that. When I'm done, I think I'm going to go run again. Now, if you listened to the show 2 weeks ago, it was golf. Golf, 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 golf.
Yep.
I'm so into golf still. Oh, between running and golf, I'm going to go broke. Because on golf, I'm buying a new golf club. I'm buying shoes. I'm buying shirts.
But your body, you're going to look great.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I think you will.
I'm going to have like the runner's body, which I'd be okay with. Because I don't lift weights. If I get into lifting weights, though, it's game over.
Oh, man.
But I can't do it. I can't be addicted to everything. Don't be silly.
You do have a very addictive personality, though.
I get into anything. You should have seen me when I started vaping. Oh, my God. Thank God I don't vape anymore. But I wanted to stab anyone and everyone near me.
Now you're addicted to eating salads in the morning.
Oh, that's all I eat? It's literally all I eat. There's a specific salad that I get from Publix. I've consumed 45 of them in the last 7 days.
And another thing that Joe used to get addicted to, what was that one game on PlayStation that you and Alyssa would play all the time? Disney Racing or something like that?
Disney Speedstorm. Yeah,
Disney Speedstorm. Joe and
Very
Alyssa,
like,
they'd be
playing
it for hours on end. And then he
You're just saying
like,
that makes
it.
Me kind of want to do it, but I can't do it anymore.
Let's not let him pick another habit.
No one else have addictive personalities. No one else does. So you guys don't know what it's like to dive into something so much so that your every thought is consumed by it?
For a hot minute, I was addicted to boxing. Like, I shouldn't say addicted to boxing, addicted to hitting the speed bag. I would just...
Would you think about the bag?
Yeah, I would just be thinking about... over and over and over again. It would just play throughout my head. I'm like, oh, I just want to get out of here so I can hit the speed bag.
Tammy, what's up?
Hey. It happens when you have ADD or ADHD. It's called hyperfixation.
Yeah, I got that.
I'm fully hyperfixated on plants. Once I finally got to I guess I'm old. When you get old, you can keep plants alive. And now my house looks like a jungle.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I just got fake plants
I
from Target.
Three
I want
my car right now.
Three in your car? And do you just like, are they car plants or are you moving them?
No, I'm moving them because we have a part in my yard. It's got a plant and it's called milkweed and it attracts monarch butterflies. And they have stripped all the plants that I have. So I needed more.
God, I love this. See, I love this, Tammy.
You
I love
talking
this.
About it, though, it's kind of like I feel like I do have it, but I try to steer clear from it because I know that I'll be addicted to it.
You're addicted to coupons.
I am.
I've never seen
too.
You not take a coupon. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you could get Ashley's never done heroin.
Yeah, but if there was
a coupon for heroin, she would just buy it just to, because how could you not
and
buy
I'm
it?
Still addicted to Monopoly Go.
Publix makes thousands.
Coupon stuff all the time and get it for free. Publix
makes so much money off of Ashley just by putting things on BOGO.
Listen, I've got 6 Publix accounts so I can get birthday cakes all year and everything.
What?
For free.
Why not?
Oh, you just put me on game.
See, I like this. Tammy, the way you think. Love you as always. Always fantastic talking to you. And now I might get into plants. What am I going to get into next?
Yeah, will Joe get into next?
I don't know. But when I get into it, game over.
Now that Joe's like running every day and getting into shape, I do want to bring him by a jiu-jitsu class just for him to try it out. He just come in with an easy mind, a clear mind, and you'll love it. I guarantee
you.
So when are we going to roll, man? He's going to be like dressed up in his jiu-jitsu gi to work every day. It would be.
You think I would get into that?
Yeah, 1,000%.
You're addicted to anything. You do it once, you love it. Yeah.
I kind of want
to
shoot guns.
Let's not get you into that.
No?
More of the Joe Show in minutes.